You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Sunday, February the 25th. Not a bad card actually at the County Kildare venue. We've got a couple of decent novice hurdles for you, including that Grade 2 Paddy Power, a novice hurdle at 3.10. We've also got graded action over fences coming in the shape of the Paddy's Rewards Chase over 2 miles at 3.45, in which Gordon Elliott looks as though he's got a strong hand there with the first two in the betting. Plenty of other good handicaps along the card, so hopefully we should have a decent punting afternoon at the County Kildare venue, beginning in the 1.40, in which only a handful really can be strongly fancied on what they've done. I think there's going to be a few after you, Claude's, in this particular race, with connections looking to progress and continue the education of their horses further down the field. But of the ones that have shown form of late, obviously Whisper in the Breeze has to come under the microscope, finishing third in what has turned out to be quite a decent novice's hurdle, or main hurdle, down in Garran, won by Scarpetto, who previously run well in a Navan maiden hurdle behind Speakeasy. The second has won since Cartwright and takes on graded opponents in the 3.10. So that just shows you the standard of that race. And this gelding by Cave Tara did shape up quite nicely when well backed in that race. So he's a deserved favourite. But if you're looking for an each way bet to nothing, then that probably goes in the direction of Krezek from the Gordon Elliott stable, who finished eighth in that aforementioned Speakeasy 2 mile maiden at Navan, which has turned out to be one of the best form lines of its kind throughout the season. The likes of Distonk, Scarpetto, Play the Game and Dortmund Park and Riders on the Storm have all gone out and on to win subsequently. And this horse made the run in that day, made sure that it was a very fast pace. He weakened in the end, but given that he was going flat out from the start, no great surprise. He probably didn't quite get the trip the next day on the heavy ground at Limerick, but slightly better conditions here this afternoon. They're still going to be relatively testing, but they're not going to be as deep as the heavy ground as it has been in the thick end of the winter. David Russell has been on board, and of course we know that Gordon Elliott's horses are always very dangerous at both Nace and Navan, two of his local tracks. So Krezek each way in the first is the way I'd approach that particular race.
Race 2.
On to the second then, the 2.10. And we've got a fairly decent novice's hurdle, nothing out of the ordinary, you would say. But contingency, I thought, ran quite well. I set Leopardstown at the two-day February meeting. And I think the winner's OK, that Alatrix. He went on to finish second subsequently the other day in a graded contest behind Mia Divi. So, you know, if that horse runs up to that level, considering it was off the back of a break as well, she probably is a worthy favourite. But I've got a little bit of time for Pete Soho. I haven't followed his career quite intently on the flat when he was with Richard Hannon. He was quite a tricky little so-and-so, but at the same time, he was very, very tough. On several occasions, he looked like getting beaten, then came fighting back to win. And he's definitely taken to the winter game as well with aplomb. I thought that was a decent effort two starts ago when he beat subsequent winner Last Man Standing in pretty decisive fashion. He also ties in as well with the Triumph Hurdle fourth in the betting, Mr. Adjudicator, having finished behind him at the Leopardstown Christmas meeting. He got beat the other day by Mastermind, but that was a little bit of a tactical stop and start race over this course, and it didn't really suit this horse, who arguably wants a stronger test. But he does receive a lot of weight off of these, being obviously the four-year-old, and I think there's a good bit of placing here by Gordon Elliott. He's probably not quite going to get into the Fred Winter, whereas a horse like Machuca probably will. So his hand's really forced to come here and have a go over a distance. I think it'll probably play into his strengths. We know he handles the ground, so Pete Soho is the recommendation there in race two.
Race number three.
on to the third race then. A very competitive looking handicap on paper. FitzHenry probably just about set the standard here following his good run the other day over hurdles behind Dremor Lad. But he is a bit of a clumsy so-and-so over his fences. When he won a couple of starts ago at Thurles, his round there was littered with mistakes, even though he travelled like the best and in the end won quite snugly. And that's the problem if you back this horse. He will definitely go in close and rub a couple today. And whether he can afford to do that against the standard of opponents he faces is obviously open to question. The one I quite like it, I couldn't quite understand why he was as big as 6-7-1 this morning, was Cause Yo-Yo, because he beat Sutton Manor fair and square when they ran in probably the strongest 2.5 mile handicap of its kind run so far in Ireland this season at the Leopardstown 2-day festival. That race was an absolute tear-up and it had so many good competitive 2.5 milers in that race. You'd have to say that if you've run well in it, and Cord Joyoy do, then you certainly deserve to be having your run upgraded. And given that this horse made a bad mistake at the second last when he was still banging contention, I actually think he ran a good deal better than his finishing position suggests. He certainly travelled well, and he did the time before when he got the better of Somos Novius, and they pulled well clear of subsequent winner Close Shave. He comes out really well on my time figures. We know he goes right-handed. We know he goes well at this track. He's finished second here before our hurdles. And this very consistent and likeable type surely will be there or thereabouts. Certainly, I'd fancy him to confirm form with Sutton Manor at the absolute very least. So, around about 4-5-1 this morning, Cause Yo-Yo looks a solid each-way proposition there in race three.
Race four.
On to race number four then, and this is the first of the graded races. This is for novice hurdlers, and there are quite a few here that you can make a very strong case out for. Obviously, Impact Factor's going through the gears quite nicely. He was second to one of my fancies, funny enough, for the Supreme Novices Hurdle, Paloma Blue, at Leopardstown 2 starts ago. So for that particular form line to be boosted, I'm hoping that this horse will go well. But strictly speaking on what he did the last day down in Punchestown, you'd have to say, you know, that form doesn't look particularly strong. Eagle Lion was virtually pulled up the other day in a handicap at Punchestown, and Gundigger got absolutely lapped the other day down in Thurles. So he's probably going to have to improve on what he's done subsequently, previously. Hardline probably is the solid one here, one can argue, having beaten the very progressive riders on the Storm on his last start. Cartwright definitely comes into the equation because he won well over the course and distance the last day. But if you're just basing your calculations on pure time figures and form, it has to be Speakeasy who stands out here. That run 2 starts ago when he made his hurdling debut has worked out an absolute treat. The second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth have all won, boosting that speed figure that he clocked that down. He looked really impressive the way he lengthened in the latter stages to win very easily. He then went to Grade 1 company next time out at Nace, and the world and his wife seemed to know that this horse wasn't going to win because he drifted alarmingly from around 3-1, 4-1 in the morning to 7-1. You could have had tens on the exchange. And he ran accordingly, finishing quite disappointingly behind Next Destination and Crack It Smart. But to be fair, he was up against a couple of genuine Grade 1 performers who stay well, and he just plain and simply didn't get home. He was a little bit keen early on as well, and that didn't give him any chance of seeing out the trip. I think it's a wise move for Connections to drop him back to 2 miles today, giving chance to settle and settle into a better rhythm. And this horse was chalked up amazingly 7-1 overnight, which has got to be a very much an overreaction to that run the last day and not on the evidence of his previous run. So if he can bounce back to form, I do think Speakeasy's got a big chance there in the 3-10.
Race 5.
On to the 3:45, and I've got a vested interest in this race along with Messrs Sam Turner and Will Smith from William Hill Radio, because we own a little bit of a share in Dr. Phoenix, who has probably been the buy of the season, it has to be. So we paid 10 grand for this fella, and he's won €86,000 so far in his 4 runs. Gordon has done an amazing job with him. He's just got him in a happy place at the moment, and to be fair, he should have been 3-3, because he probably would have won that handicap at Ferryhouse a couple of starts ago had he not made a bad blunder halfway down the back straight. But he was back on track last time out, when once again he was pitched into a very strongly run 2 mile handicap, and he came through and won very, very easily in what turned out to be an extremely fast time. On the numbers, this horse is certainly capable of running in graded company, and that's the route that Gordon has decided to take him down. He actually has entered in the champion chase at the Cheltenham Festival, but that will probably be flying too high up against the likes of Min and Altior. And if he gets on well today and comes through with flying colours, there's no reason why this horse couldn't be competitive, perhaps at Punchestown later on the year when other horses have had a hard time at Cheltenham and Aintree respectively. He probably goes better right-handed than he does left. He does sometimes shift out to his right, but that's the only negative I can see. The main danger looks as though it's going to come from his stable companion Baldark, who's 3 for 3 at this track, and also he's a very handy horse in these small field condition races. So I think the market's about right. 11.08 Dr. Phoenix, 2 to 1 Baldark. I can't see any of the three figuring, but hopefully Dr. Phoenix can come through and give us another decent payday.
Race number 6.
On to the 4.15, a trappy old affair here, but I'm just going to stick with the logical selection here in the shape of Mick the Boyo, who absolutely adores it here at Nace. He's won his last two starts here in pretty decisive fashion, and even though there's not a great deal to choose between him and Stowaway Forever, I just feel as though this horse has perhaps got a little bit more to come, even though he's a 10-year-old. He just seems to be improving all the way through his last two or three outings, and given that the form of his other stable companion runs in these stable corners, De Benno, it's hard not to be enticed by James Grace's individual here on the basis that he almost looks a bet for nothing around about the 4-1, 9-2 mark, given his track form. So, very strong choice there. 2 for 2 at the track previously, Mick the Boyo in the 4.15.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest then, which does look a trappy old affair, one has to say, at this 3-mile handicap. But I do quite like the chances of an outsider here. And obviously a lot depends on how Cor Joyeux goes on early on. But providing he does run quite well, there's a decent chance that Goliath Divina could upset the apple cart and run well at a big price. Now, this horse was involved in a very hot race last time out, which I pointed out earlier in the preview, behind Last Goodbye. And there's been three horses out of that race so far, and they've all gone on to frank the form. So I think we're dealing with a hot piece of form on February the 4th. And given that this horse was almost tailed off halfway down the back straight and ended up running on very strongly late on, certainly gives me hope that she can run well here. Also, if you go back to its run 3 starts ago when third in the Tim Duggan Memorial down in Limerick in what turned out to be a very strongly run handicap, this horse would also have a chance on that form. She has won a 3-mile point to point, so it does offer me a little bit of encouragement that this horse will stay the trip on its first attempt. But all in all, this horse is available at the back around about 20-1 this morning, which looked a massive overreaction considering her overall profile and the fact that she's dropping heavily in class today. So, Goulain Divina, hopefully will run well there in the 4.45.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and once again, Messrs. Mullins and Elliott dominate the landscape here. Of the two, well, obviously, Carefully Selective is the obvious choice here, having won what's turned out to be a red-hot Leopardstown bumper last time out. In fact, I'm a little bit surprised, to be fair, that this horse actually isn't in the champion bumper, but they've obviously got Black Bow, who's going to be representing the Mullins camp in that particular race come the festival. But as it stands, that form, which he won on the 22nd December, couldn't have worked out any better. The likes of the 4th, the Big Dog, and the 6th, Master of Tara, have both gone on to win subsequently. And the way he strode out in the latter stages suggests that he is a very, very promising type. So Carefully Selected is the choice in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully, I'll speak to you again on Friday. And you never know, there might be one or two meetings that we'll be covering midweek as well if some of the UK meetings get abandoned. So do stay tuned to any further developments. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.